Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Go loud.
Hello, I'm Louise Cooney, and you're very welcome back to Open Book. I actually can't believe I'm saying this, but season 3 has wrapped up. I had so much fun chatting to so many amazing people. And season 4 is in the works, but there's a small matter of my wedding before the end of the year, so I'm going to be busy. Until then, I'm going to bring you some of my favourite moments from the last season. Wedding expert Sarah Kennedy joined me in studio, and she was a wealth of knowledge on all things wedding, both from the couple and the guest perspective. Here's some of my favourite bits of advice from Sarah. I found it really useful in my own planning. I'll report back in the new year and let you know how I got on.
Interference from, you know, parents, from friends, from people just in your circle that are actually just telling you, oh, you should do this, or you have to do that, or you can't do that. This is the sort of stuff that tends to come fall on my doorstep. It's like, how do I handle my mother or my mother-in-law or my maid of honor who's doing this? That's the difficult stuff.
So how do you handle it?
So I think like boundaries are really important from the get-go. Yeah. And that's why I'm always kind of banging the drum of like, when you go to start planning your wedding, is tell people very little about what you're going to do. Saying, oh yeah, look, we're just looking at ideas. Or no, look, we're just keeping it really, really small, kind of intimate, kind of low-key event.
Since we got engaged, every time I meet someone, they ask me,
how's the wedding? Yeah. I know, because it's a talking point. Yeah, and people are genuinely happy. Yeah, but also, there's also that whole thing of like...
The pressure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because every time somebody says it, you feel like, oh, I should be doing it.
Oh, 100%.
You know, there's something, oh God, I'm not ready yet. But I think the thing when it comes to people in your wedding is boundaries early is the key. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you're not leaving that door wide open for people coming to you later on and then feeling like it's their wedding. That's a huge mm-hmm. problem. And you have to always remember as well that people will make assumptions about your wedding. That's on them. It's not on you. Like mm-hmm. you didn't ever give mm-hmm. them that information to say that, oh yeah, you're mm-hmm. going to be bringing that plus one, or your child is going to be a flower girl. No, like you never said that. That's mm-hmm. their assumptions. Yeah. So sometimes you have to be able to just let it go a little bit and go, okay, I can't please everyone. And I think this is the hole that a lot of couples get into. They feel that they have to please everybody mm-hmm. and everything has to be perfect. Number one, it's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Number two is you will not please. The likelihood of you pleasing bang on 200 people in a ballroom, very unlikely.
Yeah.
So just once you're happy with your decisions and you feel really comfortable and it represents you and you're like, that's where you're happy to spend your money, mm. then that's the right thing for you.
It actually is a good learning process. Is there anything else you would say to couples not to do from the get-go?
So I would say not to book, don't rush into booking something because you feel you're under pressure because of a date.
Right.
Right. Because this is the thing. Oh God, our date might go if we don't book now. No. You've got probably can hold a date for 2 weeks provisionally before you have to put money down. Sleeping on a decision, on every decision you make, is really important, because actually when the emotional rush leaves your body and you have time to think about it and go, well, hold on, that's like maybe $5,000 more than somewhere else. Mm-hmm. By the morning, by the time the reality hits, the hangover's kicked in and you're going, do you know what? I do love it, but I'm getting a lot of that over here, but it's also $5,000 cheaper. I'm not saying that that's
and
the scenario.
And then what do you have to sacrifice to make that work if you are going to...
This is it. So always give yourself time. Like, you know, yes, there are venues that book up for key dates, but, you know, don't rush into something mm-hmm. because like so many people come to me with buyer's regret. So late on, 3 months out, oh, I booked this and I shouldn't have, or I booked this photographer, oh, and I didn't. Early stages, slow and steady wins the race.
DIY is obviously a big trend with weddings.
Yeah.
You know, people like to put their own stamp on things.
Of course.
And also, I think sometimes it's a cost thing. You think, you know, you might save a bit of money here and there.
Yeah.
When do you think you do that? And when do you, you know, get somebody else in to do it?
I think is if you've got the skills and if you've got people around you that are skilled and willing to help. Mm-hmm. Like I know I did DIY from my own wedding. I did everything from pretty much scratch. And, you know, even one of my friends did my cupcakes and did all of these different things because I had really lovely, talented people around me, and I was very lucky in that space. If you're going to do a DIY wedding, it's not just this picturesque idea of you sitting there painting and hand sewing and doing all this sort of thing. It's a lot of work. So you need to make sure if you're going to do it, that your project, you're putting that into your project. Like instead of doing favors, we had to buy glasses for our wedding. So our favors were handwritten people's names on glasses. Like that took the life out of me. Lovely idea. Great. But Jesus, like who needs that? But, you know, DIY is great when you've got creativity in. You're oozing it. You know your way around a glue gun. You're really into doing the project, and you want to hand over a lot of time to do it. But if you're a really busy person, and creativity isn't the first thing that that is part of your skill set, you're going to find challenges, and then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it to save money, and actually DIY can actually end up being more expensive in the long term because you end up then having to maybe change things up or overcompensate or then later end up actually booking something or somebody that can actually do the job. Flowers tends to be the one where you see people make, oh, my mom will do the flowers. So that's great. If your mom knows how to do that, fantastic. You know, and there's flower markets, there's the works you can go and get that. And I've even heard recently of somebody actually getting their flowers from one of the supermarkets. And because her mom was so talented, she was able to fashion up beautiful bouquets, even from her garden. Amazing. But if you don't know how to actually put a bouquet together, and there's a reason why there's professionals that are paid a lot of money to do it, is because there's a method to it. So you just trying it once is never going to be the same as what you've seen on Pinterest and what these professionals can do. So sometimes you need to know your limits and understand it. Like, you know, there's like we saw in COVID, we all tried to be beauticians at home. That didn't go really well for a lot of us, you know. You have to let the professional do it. So yeah, but if you're really into your project and like even like DIY doesn't have to be fundamental, like big, you know, you're completely creating a venue here. DIY can be something small as in writing little love letters to all of your guests individually or, you know, putting your own little stamps on it, you know, but like we've brilliant tools like Canva has taken the weight out of it. ChatGPT, the life out of it, you know, so there's all of those things. But if you've got really good, talented friends around you, there's ways and means to do
it. Yeah, I know, I love that. It wasn't somebody who kind of grew up dreaming of my wedding. I just wasn't, you know. But as I got older, like I want to have a celebration for all my family and my friends. And I know Mark wants that too. So I feel like in 10 years time we might be in your situation too and be like, God, why did we spend all that money?
I know.
It's so, like, how often do you get all the family together?
This is it. There's a moment actually for every couple to just, when you're sitting beside each other, whether you're on a top table or in the middle of the room or whichever way you're, just like hold each other's hands and give it a squeeze and just look around you, because that is the last time you're ever going to have your favorite people in the world all in one room. Aww. And I always just remember looking, like myself and Owen sat there going, Jesus, we did it. Like when I saw everybody with dinner on the table, because we did like a kind of like a barbecue thing, and I saw everybody had their steak, everybody had whatever they had. Aww. And I just sat back and I went, oh my God. And actually the adrenaline, I think, actually left my body at that point, because no longer was I going, everything has to be right. I was like, everything's fine. And now, well, I was like a wet rag then for the rest of the night, because it was like, oh, it's done. We did it, you know? So just have those lovely moments where you go, Jesus, like, because it is like, when is everybody else going to come together like that?
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.